Think you know how to party? Well, science does. In fact, there are nerds out there that spend their whole lives researching the ins and outs of sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
But don't take this nerd's word for it. In the Party Science Podcast, we break down the research behind a good time and a great time.
I'm Dr. Joel Rindelob, a real-life scientific researcher.
And I'm comedian Courtney Dawson, a real-life party girl.
And together, we talk to world experts in psychedelics.
Look at topics like the physiology of squirting and show you how science parties harder than you thought possible.
Stay tuned every Wednesday for a new episode scientifically proven to rock your dome.
This is a Frank Podcast.
All right. Okay. Wednesday is here. It's time for Goat Busters. Goat Busters, we're just making our Rushmore of the best four of anything. I'm just going to throw a topic out
there. Okay, shit.
So you do one, I'll do another, vice versa, and then we'll try and make a bit, and then we'll argue about it afterwards if we need to.
Okay.
Okay. The first one, I'm going to do our Rushmore right now of the best Breakers imports of all time.
Oh, that's good, man.
That's a good one, eh?
Cedric Jackson.
Oh, yeah, no. You do one and explain to us why that one, and then I will do one as well.
Cedric Jackson transformed the way the point guard played for the Breakers. Shout out to Paul Henare and what he did. He retired as a defensive stalwart, but I don't think that any jerseys have been retired in any professional sport where Paul Henare and Dylan Boucher had their points figures in single digits on average. That's how good they were defensively. So Paul Henare was great as a point guard. Cedric Jackson elevated the head of the snake for the Breakers. He was so good at getting to the cup. He was so good at being a defensive stalwart, and he had that competitive fire.
Okay, this I totally agree. The second one that I'm going to put out here, I'm going to go old school. I'm going Mike Chappelle. I remember he dropped, like, I think it was like 35 one time, and I was there, and he just did it effortlessly. It was almost like he didn't want to score 35, and he would just make amazing. He had a great post game. He was a wing, and this was early days of the Breakers. This is, sheesh, we're going back.
I want to say like 06, 07?
Yeah, it was a long time ago, but he was like,
I could get that wrong.
You could ISO him. He was the first player that you're like, yo, you just give him the ball, get the fuck out of the way, and he's good to go. And he'd back you down in the post, do a little Kobe, a little shimmy, and get to the cup. So, yeah, I'm going to go Mike Chappelle. I know that's a... All right, who you going next, bro?
Well, because they won a championship or two in that period with Cedric Jackson, I'm conflicted because you can get tarnished by... rose-tinted glasses and looking back, but Gary Wilkinson.
Okay.
He had a competitive fire, and he annoyed fan bases. He would celebrate a lot. He had an inside-outside game. He too was really good with his back to the basket, but he had an excellent way of scoring late. I loved Gary Wilkinson because he gave them another option that was a little bit smoother. Are we talking Aussie imports as well? We're just talking.
Well, if you're opening up for Aussie imports, and I'm like, yeah, I was just going overseas ones. Overseas, but I was going to America and stuff. But we can go Aussie ones.
No. So definitely Gary. Well, I was just going to say CJ was CJ Bruden.
Yeah, it was
obviously. But yeah, Gary Wilkinson's my second. So that's three.
Okay.
So what's the last one?
I'm going to go with my last one. And it's recency bias, I suppose. I'm going to go with Derek Pardon. And I'll tell you why.
Derek Pardon.
Hold up for a second. I know.
Not Barry.
Not Bill. No, I couldn't go
not
Barry.
Jarrell.
I'm going to tell you why Derek Pardon. He did the little things in basketball that you need to do to succeed. He would hedge, so coming out and defending pick and rolls, which
hard.
Pick and rolls are so prevalent in the game.
They're back.
But he was probably one of the best people I've ever seen being able to hard show and then recover to the nail and recover real deep as well. I really liked that. I liked offensive rebounding. And I really appreciated the nuances of the game with him. It wasn't like, he's going to give you 20 and 10 or 20 and 20 or whatever, but he would give you what you need to get you in a position to win. And that's why I think they lacked this year was there was a, and he was strong. He was tough too. He's a tough dude.
Yeah.
You know, he'd go in and yeah, Brantley, he'd give you 20, 10 when he needed to. And same with Barry Brown, but Derek Pardon, I liked how he played and he he played with a competitiveness that I think we kind of lacked a little bit.
Charlotte, shout out to Carlos Powell, Scotty Hobson, PJC, and I'm going to throw in there as well Akena Ibekwe.
Oh, man.
I think I'm missing someone else as well. That's a good four.
Yeah. That's a good eight altogether.
Yeah, I know.
When you think about it. Yeah. Okay, next one.
Yes.
We're going to move on from it. PlayStation 1 or 2 games. You know, your best, you can go nostalgic on this one. PlayStation 1, you know, was the, if you want to go just PlayStation 1, we can just go PlayStation 1.
I still have a PlayStation 1.
Okay, let's just go PlayStation 1.
But I might get my titles mixed up with just PlayStation 2, so forgive
okay,
me.
Well, okay, no, let's just go. What is the GOAT when it comes to the PlayStation game for you?
It's Jonolomu Rugby.
Oh, yes.
I still have a copy. It still works. I bought it off Trade Me about 6-7 years ago for $50.
Okay, that's a steal.
It's a steal.
You could sell that today for triple that.
Yeah. I haven't played it in a long time. The TVs have changed. They're on the wall now. I make enough money to put my TV on the wall. I made enough money to put my TV on the wall, and I paid someone to do it for me.
Wow.
Flex.
That's
absolute flex. I'm happy about it. I'm flexing on you right now.
Did it include the soundbar on the bottom? Did they connect that together?
No.
Oh, okay. That's later on.
No. I'm not network money, man. Oh. but Jonolomu Rugby was so fun.
Yeah.
Frank Bunce just went through the middle, and then Jonah was like, obviously, you timed that pass.
The first time I ever met Jeff Olsen was like last year. And I said, you know what, Jeff? You saved me a lot. I used to always kick it out to you on the wing, man, on Jonolomu Rugby. And he looked me dead in the eyes and he goes, yeah, and I bet you I always dropped the ball, didn't I? And I go, yes, you did. but I still could, because they all looked the same except for Jeff Olsen and Jonolomu, because he was blonde and everyone else looked the same.
Yeah.
Josh Cronfeld didn't even have headgear.
Nah.
So I was like, okay, but Jonah and Greg Osborne. And that was my back. You couldn't fucking sub. That was it. But yeah, then you'd have Jeff Olsen. And that was the first thing I said to him. And he's like, oh, that's cool, man.
When you had Glenn Osborne get in the ball, you're like waiting to see where Jonah popped up.
Yeah, you're waiting.
Yeah, you just knew. Yeah. I always played Sri Lanka. I just needed to make sure that I was going to get the dub.
My one was always Malaysia.
Oh, yeah, Malaysia.
And they had a presser called Laksana Songpong. And I always remember his name. I don't know why. Laksana Songpong. Okay, my one, I'm going to go with Final Fantasy VII.
Oh, see, I never played that.
Okay, so Final Fantasy VII came in 3 discs. So it was the first time you ever had 3 discs to play a game. So you'd get to a certain point and it'd be like, hey, you need to change the disc now. And so you'd have to in and out. And it was just,
that's a stressful time when you're gaming, changing discs.
Bro. And if you don't have a memory card.
You're like, oh, the memory card.
Fucked. You were fucked.
Yeah.
So yeah, so that was just the story. It was like a Japanese RPG. It was real, like a lot of people. Like, we had a competition to see who could finish it the fastest in my little group. And, it was a great time in gaming. Final Fantasy VII, Cloud, and all those dudes.
Yeah.
All right, you got another one?
I'm going to go Crash Bandicoot.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Because I grew up on Sega Master System playing that linear Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yes.
Which I love Sonic the Hedgehog. I've downloaded it. You can get it on the PS Shop. And I still have it.
Were you a Sonic of the Mario guy?
Yeah. We didn't have Nintendo.
No, I didn't either.
But so Crash Bandicoot though, it altered the way, it wasn't linear in terms of you were behind him, right?
Yeah.
So that gameplay was like, oh yeah, I see what's ahead of me instead of what's coming up there and I'm here.
And it's moving, everything's kind of going all over the place.
Throwing boxes at you.
Yeah.
This
damn, a lot of people didn't even know what a bandicoot was.
No.
Until Crash came out.
That's exactly right.
Okay, my final one, I'm going to go a little bit classic for this one. I want to go, in my head I was like, just choose the demo disc that you get with it, because that was all I could play. Like for ages, my mum bought me a PlayStation and she's like, there you go, it comes with a disc, and then you could only play Hercules.
Yes.
There was the golf.
Oh, yeah, the golf, yeah.
Yeah, and then there was, there was the Tyrannosaurus Rex that just kept running in mid-space. It wasn't even a game. It just ran. It had Abe's Odyssey.
Abe's Odyssey, yes, I remember Abe's Odyssey.
But I'm going to go with Destruction Derby.
Oh, yes.
On the PlayStation 1. Oh, actually, no, I'm going to change that. Twisted Metal. That's where I'm going to go.
Oh, Twisted Metal. Play that one? Yeah, I played a little bit of Twisted Metal.
So it's a bit, you know, it's a car game. You got you shoot things. There was a clown that was on the top of it, would joggle his head. Yeah. Actually, there's one that's come in my mind. Can I change from that one?
Yeah, you can change.
Sorry. Go on, Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
Yes.
That's what it is.
Yeah, I was going to go Him or Crash. Fuck.
That was the one.
Tony Hawk.
Tony Hawk was my champ.
Because that was it. When we had the PlayStation 1 in the flat in Dunedin, we were playing that and Jonah Lomu Rugby. We'd alternate between Tony and Jonah.
And both you could play, if you had one of those multi-taps,
yeah,
you could play that. Because I would play Jonah on the multi-tap. We'd hire it out. And then on the, you could play two-player on the Tony Hawk. But yeah, Tony Hawk's probably the best game I'm at, technically I'm good at.
Yeah,
I could play Tony Hawk because that's all I had for a long time. Yeah.
That Master System I had, I think it was either the Genesis, which was the Mega Drive, or the Master System, but I had Blazers v Celtics was the basketball game.
Ooh, yeah. Okay.
And that's the one where Tom Chambers did his dunk
over the person.
And he would do, that was his patent move, was the dunk, but he started because of it was like 16-bit or 32-bit, he would start his dunk from the three-point line. But he never missed it. So me and my friends banned you using Tom Chambers' dunk.
You couldn't choose the Suns.
So you would take, if somebody did that and they're, oh no, I forgot to, I didn't realize, you took 2 points off, like mentally. So you looked at the, yeah.
See, it's these things that these kids will never understand.
They didn't know.
Because I played a game called Arch Rivals.
Yeah, what was that?
It was on the Sega. It was on the Nintendo as well. And it was almost like it was the Draymond Green of NBA Jam. You could punch them. You could pull their pants down. You could kick them in the balls. It was almost like Draymond Green grew up playing this game.
Yeah,
and he's just like, I'm just going to be this guy the whole time. And there was these little things. There was ways to pull. You could down trail someone, but there was certain ways you could do it. Yeah. And you'd run behind someone, whoop, and then they'd fall over, and you're good. It was quite a very niche game, but I would jam that.
Do you remember when EA Sports did NFL? Was it like Big or Street?
Oh, man, I did a whole video on that, man. I was like, these games were the best.
Yes. It might have been your video that I saw.
Oh,
you.
It was?
Yeah, I think
you
it
had
was.
Like SSX Tricky, and then you had the NBA Streets, and the NFL Streets,
yeah.
FIFA Streets.
Yeah.
They need to bring that shit back.
They need to bring that back, right?
Yeah, fuck. Let's do it, eh? Come on, Uncle Krista, sort us out. All right, thank you, man. Thanks so much, brother.
You're welcome, bro. Woo.
Frank Podcast.
Chris and Guy from the Extremely Casual Gamers podcast. We're a casual gaming podcast for the everyday gamer.
We chat everything gaming from PlayStation to Xbox to Nintendo to PC, but not like full-on stuff, like super chill stuff, casual stuff, like, oh, if you had to date a video game character, who would you date?
Even if you're just gaming on your mobile, we want to hang out with you. And we've got awesome giveaways for you to win.
Join us every Thursday for a brand new episode. Just search Extremely Casual Gamers wherever you get your podcasts.